Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning. Almost said Monday, but it is Tuesday morning after the three-day weekend and the Memorial Day weekend. And joining us in studio, as she does every Tuesday, we have Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Did you have a great weekend?
I had a pretty good weekend. I had my kids this weekend, so that was a good thing. I got them actually on Thursday, and they like Need for Speed, by the way. That's a video game from the PS2 era. It's like, in fact, the game came out before they were even born, but they absolutely love it. So that's a good thing. Well, Lisa, a few things going on in Independence. First of all, let's talk about the farmers market that happened this past weekend, and how was the turnout? There was pretty decent weather on Saturday.
It was. You know, overall, we had a great weekend. You know, it was scheduled to rain a large majority of the weekend in typical Kansas fashion. It just, you know, just rained off and on. So right. It was perfect on Saturday. We had a great market. In fact, the Saturday before, we had 8 vendors. That was our opening day. And so we were expecting, you know, maybe a few more, maybe, you know, 4 or 5 more. And we had 20 vendors at the market.
Wow.
So we were overwhelmed and very, very excited about everyone who showed up. We had so many things to offer at the market. And we even have a vendor coming next week. We just got another message that a vendor who's going to be bringing dog treats. So that's going to be something fun. But we had lettuces and kales and pecans and radishes. And we had a vendor that had molded soaps. We had a vendor that had wine. We had a vendor that had cheeses, like 19 flavors of smoked cheeses. We had all kinds of baked goods that were at the market, cookies and cinnamon rolls and, you know, just all kinds of things. Lots of crafters were there as well. So we had probably about 4 vendors that brought, you know, just wood crafts and different things that they've made. So anyway, I just encourage everyone to come out to the market. It's every Saturday now through the summer months, and 7:30 to 10:30 at the location, our new location at 8th and Chestnut. It's right behind Annie Mae's Coffee House. And we just welcome all vendors. If you're interested in being a vendor, you can call the Main Street office. You can call the Chamber office. You can go to the Farmers Market Facebook page and gather some information. And it's $2 per vendor. So it's very, you know, very affordable. And we just ask that everyone gets out and shops the market on Saturday mornings.
Absolutely. I like what you said last week. Go to Annie Mae's, get a coffee.
That's
and
right.
Head on back, and it's all right there, close together. Of course, on Tuesdays, as every Tuesday at the Sanitation Yard, it's community recycling.
That's right. So we have a little bit of a change up, not where community recycling is concerned, but regarding the cleanup that will continue on. But as you mentioned, recycling is this morning, every Tuesday morning from 11 to 1 at the Sanitation Yard. That's at 21st and Maple. I was somewhere this weekend and someone asked, where's the Sanitation Yard? If you're going over the overpass on West Main and you look off to the south, which would be, you know, on your left, you'll see like the American Legion. But before that, you're going to see the Sanitation Yard down there. It's kind of in the vicinity of the American Legion and AWOL and kind of right in there. So if that's unfamiliar to you, that kind of gives you some landmarks to be looking for. But it's every Tuesday, as I mentioned, from 11 to 1. Not only can you drop off aluminum cans and all kinds of paper, household batteries, newspapers, catalogs, cardboard, glass, and those types of things. You can also drop off your e-waste. And then they are also allowing us to drop off debris, appliances, your furniture, and other bulky items. But as I've mentioned before, we've been having this cleanup during COVID-19. It was supposed to be our spring cleanup, and we originally were doing the dumpster program, but we opened it up to the Sanitation Yard. And it was supposed to end on Friday, but we decided to extend it. And we, meaning the City of Independence, has graciously extended that. And they are offering this gift to the community to continue to clean up Independence. So it is open this week, Tuesday through Friday, again from 8 to 2. You can drop off all of your items. Just pull in. You'll pull around back. There's lots of dumpsters, and you can drop off all of your junk and get rid of everything. And then, beginning June the 1st, Each Tuesday from 11 to 1 will be recycling, and you can drop off those items. And then on Thursday, you can also drop off those, you know, your junk and everything from 8 to 2. So you basically have, beginning June 1, you'll have 2 days a week that you can take advantage of that. And we'll let you know when that ends. We don't have an end date right now. And then first Saturday of the month, we'll be rolling around. And that is a day where you can also bring in all of your junk items and your recycling. So it's a great opportunity. I cannot tell you any other small community or even a large community that offers an opportunity like this, free of charge, to be able to help keep our community beautiful.
So, yeah, that's a great thing that is going to be extended and to help beautify Independence. And this one I'm excited about as well, as the, due to the phase two of the reopening plan, the Independence Recreation Commission, they're optimistic about getting things going and salvaging what is left of basically the season.
That's right. So we got some news releases from the Independence Recreation Commission late last week, that tennis lessons are going to be starting. So is baseball, and softball season is just around the corner. The Riverside Beach Family Aquatic Center will be opening, and swimming lessons will be starting. So let me give you some dates on these things. Signups for baseball and softball, tennis and swimming lessons will start May 26th. So that's already taken place. Is that today?
That's today.
Okay, that's today. And we'll run through June the 8th. And you can do this three different ways. You can stop by the Ash Center, you can take care of registration online, or you can call in and get it taken care of. So again, those registrations start today through June the 8th. And tennis lessons, session one will start June 8th, and then session two will start July 6th. Baseball and softball season, that will begin on or around like June 22nd. And as I mentioned, the pool will be opening, and opening day for that is scheduled June 22nd. And then swimming lessons, they have two sessions. Session one will start July 6th, and session two will start July the 20th. And if you have any, you know, questions or anything like that, you can call the Ash Center, and you can visit with them. And then also, again, I just want to mention that there's three ways to sign up at the Ash Center itself. You can go in there to the physical building, you can go online, or you can call them. And I was trying to see if there was anything else that I needed to let you know, but it's time to get registered. So I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. And
summer's finally here.
Yeah. And the good thing about it is, even though the aquatic center is opening a little later than usual, it hasn't been overly hot to where people would go to it. So, but that again will be opening on the 22nd. Definitely excited about that. Here's another thing that is very exciting. And this actually happened last week. One of the things that opened was the zoo opened up. And now the playground equipment is now open due to the phase two plan of Governor Laura Kelly.
That's right. So I visited with Barb Berskins, the park director, last week, and she gave me some information on some schedules that I thought I would make everyone aware of. So, as you mentioned, the zoo is open and the equipment is now open. So, zoo hours are 9 to 5, and then starting on Monday, June the 8th, the zoo will be open from 9 to 7. So right now, 9 to 5, and then train and carousel rides in the concession stand will be opening June the 13th, which will be here before we know it, and they will be open Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 5 for those two weekends, the 13th and then the 20th, and then starting June the 25th, the train, carousel, and concession stand will be open on Thursdays and Fridays from 11 to 1 and 6 to 8:30, and then on Saturdays from 1 to 8:30. And then they have a new event that's going to be on the fourth Friday during the summer months, and that's going to start on June 26th, and it's Glow Golf. So you'll be able to, instead of playing, you know, your typical miniature golf, you'll go out there right after dark. So it'll depend on sunset time. They'll let us know when we get a little bit closer. But right after dark, so you can see your glow-in-the-dark ball, you'll be able to play miniature golf glow-in-the-dark style. Won't that be fun?
I love me some miniature golf, so glow golf will be awesome. I will definitely have to get out for that. It's been a while since I played miniature golf. We'll be a little rusty. So again, that's a lot of great things opening out over there at the Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo as things are kind of starting to crank back up a little bit. Also coming up is the baby bottle campaign at the Midwest Pregnancy Care Center.
That's right. So it's the time of year where they usually do their baby bottle campaign, and they pass out baby bottles, and they just ask that families, individuals, put their loose change in the bottle as a way of raising money. Last year, they were able to raise $15,000. So this year, it's a little bit different. They're doing a virtual baby bottle campaign. So you can mail in your donation to P.O. Box 981. Or you can go online and you can donate as well, or you can text GIVE to 236-6511. And for more information, you can contact the Midwest Pregnancy Care Center. But this will go on, I believe, now through Father's Day, which is June the 21st. And they're just asking that everyone thinks about them as they're, you know, looking at their loose change, set it aside or write a check and help out their ministry in Coffeyville and in Independence.
All right. That's the baby bottle campaign, again, going on to at least June 21st, which is Father's Day. Coming up this Wednesday, actually tomorrow, will be the job fair, and it's going to be a little bit different than other job fairs that you've been to.
That's right. So Kansas Works is holding a job fair, and they have three different options, I guess. They have a virtual online job fair, so you can join the job fair from the comfort of your own home or your office or even on your mobile phone. And you can secure your spot right now by registering at KansasWorksVirtualJobFair.easyvirtualfair.com. And I'm sure you can find that link if you go to Kansas Works. But that's the virtual job fair. And then you can also go out to the park. And they have a drive-through job fair where you can pick up a packet of information about jobs, places that are hiring now, other local resources in the community. You can pick up your packet between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And again, that's at the Riverside Park Oval. And then if you're someone who just needs help in preparing for a job fair, help writing a resume, if you want some help with a mock interview, you can give them a call at 332-5904.
And it also says on the virtual online one that people are encouraged to attend both of them, the online one and the drive-through one. So that's
absolutely,
that's going to be a good thing. That is tomorrow, so be sure to head on over for that. And this is the one I like because these shirts look really sharp. It is United, Indy United shirts up on the website for the Independence Main Street.
That's right. So we're working together to promote an event called Independence Gives Back. And if you purchase the shirt you just mentioned that has the logo on it, it's the, for those that are just listening, obviously, it is the radio. It is the outline of the state of Kansas with Indy on the inside and then United over the top. And it's working together stronger than ever. And it's a shirt that costs $20. They have extended sizes as well. And they also have a women's fit, and they have a V-neck. There's lots of options. But basically, the T-shirt is $20. $10 of it will be going to the Indy Gives Back program. And when that fund gets to a certain level, then they will roll out the program. And what that means is for every $50 that you spend at a local Main Street member's establishment, a retail business or a restaurant, then you'll turn in those receipts and you'll get a $10 Main Street Buck gift certificate back. So it's a win-win. I mean, it's a great way to promote traffic and the shop local feel and get all of us back in to our habit of shopping local and into the stores. And then, you know, we get a little extra bonus by shopping local. We get some money. And then, you know, you get your $10 back. But what happens is you just spend that $10 again in the downtown and around town area. So anyway, if you're interested in that, go to the Main Streets Facebook page. You can see the link on there. You can go to the Chamber's Facebook page at Get Independence, and you'll see the link there as well. The websites all have it. So get your shirt. They just turned in the first order this past Friday. She'll be turning in other orders, so it's never too late to get a shirt. Again, we're building this fund. We won't roll out the program until we have a good little nest egg. Last time we had $5,000, and that's when we rolled it out. So that's probably about, you know, close to the amount that we're working towards. And I do know that there was an anonymous individual that came into the chamber office last week and gave us two checks for $1,250.
Wow.
So very, very generous, wanted to remain anonymous, and we're just so incredibly appreciative of that person and that business's support.
That is very, very cool. So somebody doing some good out there. Everybody doing a lot of good out there. And the last thing you did want to talk about is the one I'm super excited about still, after watching a lot of Fast and Furious this week, the Kansas airstrip attack.
That's right. So as we've mentioned, the Kansas airstrip attack will be July 18th and 19th. Go to their website. Go to their Facebook page. If you look up Shift Sector, you'll be able to see lots of really good up-to-date information. In fact, you can buy tickets. There's ticket packages. It's like $30 for 2-day pass to get in, which is very affordable because day passes are $20.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are kid tickets as well. I was looking at the Facebook page this morning, and I think it said like 277 people are already going. So we know that there's going to be a great turnout for that. But it will be an event out at the out at our airport on the airstrip. So some of the fastest stock and modified street cars around, such as, you know, Porsches, the Lamborghinis, the Ferraris. Again, Independence is so excited because we're going to have the season opener in Independence. The rest of the events will be held in Indiana in August, South Texas and Oregon in September, and then North Texas and California in October and November, respectively. And for those of you who don't know what the Kansas Airstrip Attack is, it's half-mile side-by-side roll race and trap speed competitions. They have, you know, machines that have over 3,000 horsepower competing. They're going over 255 miles per hour, so some fast, fast cars.
Yeah, just think of the very first Fast and Furious movie when they're racing side by side. That's going to be something like that, which is going to be a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, they told me that some of the cars are, you know, between $40,000 and $50,000, all the way up to $400,000 and $500,000
wow.
cars.
So you're going to see some sharp cars out there for sure. Again, that is going to be July 18th and 19th at the Independence Airport. They'll be using the airstrips out there because why not? Those areas are long enough to do those drag races. Well, Lisa, okay, yeah.
I was going to tell you one other thing I forgot is today at 3:00, there's going to be a live show on Shift Sector where they're going to be talking about the upcoming races. So if you can break away from work for a little bit, check that out on Facebook again at Shift Sector, and they will go live, I think, at 3:00 today.
All right. We'll check that out again at 3:00 today. So Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today. Lots of great things going on. It sounds like Independence kind of starting to open them back up a little bit, and I'm definitely excited about that glow golf. That is what I'm excited about. Love me some miniature golf, but I've never played glow golf. This will be my chance. All right, Lisa, again, thank you for coming out here today from Indy, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next week.
Thank you. I'll be here.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to kick off Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday.